God is good. And all the time. Boy, now I hope that doesn't tell us the energy level that you guys are at. So let's try that again. God is good. And all the time. Excellent. It is great to see each and every one of you. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you here to First Church this morning. I think you have come to the right place to worship God, and I give God praise for that. If you would turn to your announcement sheet real quick in your bulletin, I would appreciate that. A lot's going on this week, but I want to lift up a couple things. Today is Human Relations Day in the United Methodist Church, and there's a good explanation on the announcement side of your bulletin, but that is in relationship to this card right here. It is something that, because of our apportionments, 100% of whatever you give goes to this. And so I want you to know that. Now, obviously, if you give to this rather than what you normally give to the church, it's going to hurt the church, right? So know that these are over and above your regular tithe to the church. But we definitely support this and all that it does in regards to providing child care, after school tutoring, gang intervention, work with at-risk teens, et cetera, et cetera. So it is an important ministry in the United States and around the world that the United Methodist Church provides. Don't forget our very successful Valentine's banquet that the fellowship team puts on. Last 2 years, it has been sold out. And so make sure you buy those tickets as soon as you can if you would like to go. It is a lot of fun and, of course, great food. Great foods. So we also have this Friday night is movie night, and I want to lift that up. It's a night at the museum too. And so make sure you come and you bring your kids or your grandkids, and everyone will be sure to have a great time with that. If you would turn to the last page in your bulletin, for those who are visiting, this page tears out. You may have to fold it back and forth a couple times, but tear that out and put that in the offering basket. That if you're visiting with us, that would be your gift to us. If you would fill this out, put your name, address, telephone number, and put that in the offering basket later on in the service. If you're a regular attender, please go ahead and put your name and such in there so that we know that you are present. But visitors, we just so much appreciate you being here today, and we hope that you feel God's presence. We pray that you feel God's presence and healing in your life, and this is a way that we can say thank you so much for worshiping with us this morning. Now, I want to remind you that the wall of faith that the stewardship team created is still up here with all the names that you turned in to them for that, of people that have changed your life or affected you in positive ways. And so if you didn't get to do it last week, make sure you come up and look at that this week. Also, this picture right here, as I said last week, if your picture is in the directory, it is in this picture, which creates a picture of Jesus, which I think is just really cool. So make sure you come on up after the service and take a good look at that picture and try to find where your photograph. I guess I was making up my mind what I was saying as it was coming out of my mouth. Anyone else have trouble with that? Okay, thank you. Yeah. But I also want to share with you that today we are going to sing some songs that will give you an excellent opportunity to experience God's presence and for you to worship. And I invite you to do that, to get your heart and mind and spirit set to do that. And during the hymn of invitation or song of invitation, I want you to just have it in your minds. I'm going to invite you to come forward at that time if you choose and just spend some time at the chancel rail. So just kind of think about that. And obviously, you can do that right there where you are. But I know that for many, it is very special to come forward, and you're always invited to come forward. So just know that, at least as far as I'm concerned, you're always welcome to come forward and kneel at the altar anytime you choose during service. So are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning? Yes. All right, let us gather with a time of prayer and our prelude, and we will continue at that point. Let's pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you so much for this day. We thank you, Lord, for all that you give us. And we just ask, Lord, that in Jesus' name you anoint us fully with your Holy Spirit, that all evil and negative thoughts run scared from this place, Lord, so that we can fully pay our full attention upon you, Lord, so that we can come here in this safe place and focus our lives upon you and worship you and give you praise and thank you for all the wonderful things that you do for us, Lord, and all the things that you hold from us because it might endanger us in some way. We thank you so much for your care for us, God. As we come together to worship, we ask for your powerful anointing to be with us. Make us one with you and one with each other in Jesus' holy name. Amen.